like good music. Oh yeah. This is Culture Shake Radio. Putting reality back in the mix. Culture Shake Radio.
New grass on the field. It's around the third and heading for home. It's a brown-eyed handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. I said, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Look at me, I can be celebrated. I spent some time in the Mudville Nine, watching it from the bench. You know I took some lumps when the mighty case struck out. So say hey Willie and tell the cop. And Joe DiMaggio, don't say it ain't so, you know the time is there. Put me in, coach, I'm ready to play today. I say put me in, coach, I'm ready to play today. Look at me, I can be center fielder. It's time to give this game a ride. Just to hit the ball and touch the mall. A moment in the sun. It's a gone. You can't tell me that one is done. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. I said put me in, coach. Look at me, I can be. I said, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. I said, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me, I can be.
Welcome to another episode of Culture Shake. This is Cara McDonald, your host. And we opened up there with a song from Mark Lorenz, and the song was called Center Field. Now, I have a couple of special guests with me tonight, and one of them is Mark Lorenz himself, and also Scott Skirving. And we're going to be talking about the Hell Yeah tour that they've got coming up here. So welcome, guys. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. I'm very well, thank you.
Well, good. Nice to meet you, Scott.
Very nice to meet you too.
Uh-huh. And Mark, been a long time actually.
Yes.
I think it was way back in the summer.
It was in the summer, yes.
Yes, I did put out a shout out for you to come on. It was time you were coming back on here.
Yes, we did.
One of the last shows there, so congratulations. I hear you had a baby.
Thank you. Yes, we had a bouncing baby girl on January 14th.
Nice.
So...
How heavy was she?
5 pounds, 12 ounces.
Oh, so just a little one.
Just a little one, yeah.
And what's her name?
Mackenzie.
Oh, lovely. I like that. That's a Scottish name. All right, so big thing coming up for you guys, the Hell Yeah Tour.
Yes.
So,
starts on January 24th with the official kickoff. Mm-hmm. And leading from now into the summer, we'll be doing our Western Canadian swing. And then starting again in September through to the end of the year, we'll be on an Eastern swing leading us into CCMAs on the East Coast.
Okay, so you Saturday here is the, it's at Bambino's.
Yes, the performance is at Bambino's in Airdrie. And it's a great venue. It's a fantastic show night. And we're doing it to benefit the Airdrie Food Bank for the kickoff tour.
That's usually your cause, isn't it? The Airdrie Food Bank.
Yeah. When we play in Airdrie, we always try and work with the Airdrie Food Bank. It's a near and dear charity because I believe that, you know, in a land of plenty like we live in here, you know, it's really something else to think of people that have nothing. So if it gives us a chance to help support those people get through a rough patch, then
well, what are we here for if we're not giving back?
That's right. Yes, that's right,
definitely. So how did you guys meet then?
Well, we've both been artists for years. I'm originally from Thunder Bay, Ontario, so I've known of Mark as an artist, and I just moved out a couple of years ago. And I knew that Mark was doing some writing. Fortunately, we ended up getting together to do some co-writing together. And we kind of built a friendship from there. We've done some songwriting sessions together and a couple of shows together. And Mark had approached me about the tour and wondered if I'd be interested in doing some work with him. And of course, being a fan of Mark's also, I thought it would be a great idea and a great opportunity.
Okay, so do you now live in Alberta then?
Yes, I live in Calgary now.
Okay, So you're Calgary now.
Yes, I am.
Okay, awesome. So what goes into organizing a tour?
Oh, yeah, it's there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that goes into organizing a tour, but in the end, it's all worth it for the performances and to get out there and to meet new fans and meet new friends along the way and get a chance to perform our original material, the stuff that we've been writing and the stuff that we've wrote solo. You know, it gives us a chance to get out there and explore different parts of the country and to meet a bunch of new people. So,
oh, well, that's awesome. So, again, you're starting off in Airdrie with your kickoff. So where's the next one going to be then? And how is that tour going to look exactly? Or have you got a schedule or structure to it?
Sort of. I mean, we're trying to put structure to the tour. Right now, we're kind of on the Star David tour. We go from point A to point B, wherever they're going to let us play our guitars and make a bunch of noise. But we try and put a little bit of structure to it. Our next show after the Airdrie show is Friday the 13th out in Longview at the Longview Saloon. That's the next one. And then we head north up to Fort Mac and Grand Prairie. And like I said, we're going to be pretty much concentrating on Western Canada for the first part of the swing. So Alberta, BC, Saskatchewan, and then we'll start to move east after the summer break. So
why did you think about doing a tour together in the first place?
Well, it's always makes good sense. Financially for artists to tour together because it helps cut down costs, which allows artists to get out to venues that they wouldn't normally have an opportunity to get to. But mostly it's the collaboration between, you know, two or three artists that are going on tour together that allows them the opportunity to interact with each other's fan base and to interact with new crowds.
That makes sense. So you're working on a new song together then, the Hell Yeah song, is that what it's called? Or
yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, before we even started to do the tour, we had talked about it, but Mark and I had gotten together and he had approached me with an idea about a song, and it happened to be Hell Yeah, and a lot of it kind of circles around who he is as an artist and myself being more raised in a rock era, and Mark's a little more to the countryside, so the collaboration between the two of us, at least for us, it works out really well, and we enjoy working together. So
okay, so is there an album planned as well then?
I don't know if we'll end up doing a whole album together. That, you know what, that could be a possibility. It all depends on how the tour goes, and that's a great thing about touring together. It'll give us great opportunity to constantly be writing together. So, well, I'm guessing that we'll probably end up having enough material to do a whole CD.
Yeah, definitely. So,
but we both will end up. I know Mark has plans to release some new material.
Okay, and I was just going to ask that question. Yeah, have you got anything planned?
Yeah, and I'm going to be doing the same thing. So there may be a possibility that we can collaborate on each other's songs every once in a while too. So
yeah, I think that we both have new projects in the works. So we both have solo projects, but I'm sure that there's going to be some cross-contamination between between the prod.
Yeah, well put. I like that.
Cross-contamination.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting to hear something new from you.
Well, we've been spending a lot of time. Actually, Scott and I have been spending a lot of time writing together. And I think some of the material that we've wrote is going to wind up on both our albums anyway. But I think... the Hell Yeah song, I think, will probably inevitably find its way onto both of our albums too, because it's a fairly catchy song. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
have you, Mark, written most of your songs? Are they all original, or are some?
I wrote probably on the first album on Black, I wrote everything on the album, and then on Route 72, I wrote about 75% of it. And we did do some covers. We did a cover of the John Fogerty song Centerfield. We did a cover of the Benny King song Stand By Me, and we also did a cover of the Poison song Every Rose Has Its Thorn. So I like to write, I like to be creative when it comes to that, and try, and I mean, the great thing about country music is that it's real life, real emotion. It's about stuff that we, every single one of us, feel every single day. And so to get a chance to jot that down and to write a story about it goes a long way. And so I really enjoy that creative process of it. And when we're writing, or when I'm writing solo, that's normally the way I write, is through the everyday emotions that we all feel.
Now, do you do any other type of writing rather than just songs?
No, well, I've actually dabbled in short stories and stuff like that, but it's nothing is really come to fruition in that light. Majority of what I do is songwriting.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Scott, then?
I'm more of a songwriter. I did take creative writing in college. It was part of one of the courses that I took. But overall, I just started writing in the last 10 years. So that's kind of new for me. And it's kind of opposite of Mark. Mark's put out a couple of CDs and he's done a lot of writing. Myself, I put out my CD it's almost 3 years now, and it's well over due time for me to release something else. And this is almost like a new beginning for me, because I've been writing a lot with Mark, and I also had my first trip to Nashville last year. So I've had the opportunity to write when I was in Nashville too. So now I have enough material to put on a CD. The first one, the Certified Country Boy, was something that my brother and I wrote. And the other material that we put on the first CD was written by a lot of different writers. Some, as a matter of fact, from Calgary area. Okay. And some that were from Nashville. And some better known even artists like Dean Brody and George Canyon and stuff like that. So this is kind of a new thing for me. Once I do put the new material out, it'll be all of my writing, or at least a co-write with Mark or couple of people from Nashville. So yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
There seems to be a lot of collaboration going on just now, because George Canyon is collaborating with a couple of people as well, and I've heard Greg Bulger, and he's collaborating, I think, with George Canyon as well. Don't quote me on that, but I've just heard a little bit more about the collaborations, which is pretty cool actually.
Well, it's always cool to get an opportunity to write with somebody, especially another songwriter or another artist, because it opens up a whole nother creative vein. Sometimes, you know, as a writer, you find yourself, you get a little bit stuck in a certain style of writing. And when you get to write with somebody else, it pulls you out of that style and puts you into a different style, and allows for a lot more creativity.
Mm-hmm. That sounds cool, actually. Yeah, that makes sense totally. So have you been to Nashville, Mark? I know you have.
But yeah, several times. I've gone down there quite often. Nashville is a wonderful city because there's we were talking about this earlier today that there's a certain electricity and a certain vibe in the air when you get into Nashville that really allows your creativity to open up, because it's such a place of for lack of a better term, it's such a place of magic when it comes to being able to songwrite.
Mm. A lot of history there too, eh?
Yes, there's a lot of history in Nashville.
I have a cousin down there, so I need to actually get down there and do a visit for sure.
Well, we highly recommend if you're a music fan of any style, because Nashville's not just country either. I mean, it's every style mm-hmm. of music. But if you're a music fan, you need to go explore Nashville and check it out. It's an amazing place.
If you ever need inspiration, that's the place to be, mm-hmm. because that's what the whole place is about. Is just, it doesn't matter where you go, there's either songwriting seminar or sessions or open mics where you can get up and play your own original material, and gives you a lot of opportunities there. So, okay.
I'll give you a little tidbit of information on Nashville, though.
Okay, I'm listening, all ears.
Music is not the number one business in Nashville.
Okay, what is it?
Banking and printing.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez. And then music falls third.
Wow. Now that's new. I would not have said that. Yeah. I would have said you were lying. In fact, I don't know if I believe you or not.
It was pretty amazing when I found out that stat. I was like, really? Wow. That is hard.
So I'm speaking to you, Scott. Who's your inspiration for your music?
My inspiration?
Where did it come from?
Well, my mom was a singer, and she had an opportunity to go to school for it. Unfortunately, at that time, they couldn't afford it. So she never had a real opportunity to fulfill her dreams whatsoever. And she used to harmonize with me. She played piano, and it started out just as a fun thing. And then the next thing you know, as soon as I got involved in the music, it just kind of, I was overwhelmed and consumed by it. And I was always into sports, and that's what took up most of my time. And then finally, when I turned 30, I had to make some kind of choice whether to pursue something professionally with my sports or musically. So I chose the music, and I'm very glad I did.
It's a good field to get into anyway.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Music's just, it's just the best. What about you, Mark? Who inspired you?
I think my inspiration came from, I think it mostly came from my, believe it or not, my junior high music teacher, because when I was in junior high, I was looking at options to pick, and they had a posting for the school band, and I was like, oh, you know, like we should, I thought, yeah, maybe I should get into that and try it. So of course it wasn't anything like what I'm doing now, because I was a trumpet player, but but
as was I.
But my junior high music teacher, his name was Malcolm McKenzie, and he was a big believer in kids chasing their dreams of doing whatever they wanted to do, you know, not being stuck to one certain thing. If they wanted to be an artist or they wanted to be a musician, you know, to actually taking the bull by the horns and going after it. And the other part of my inspiration, I think, falls on my family, mostly my grandfather, because he was the one that taught me right from a very early age that he said, if you find a job that you love, he goes, you'll never work a day in your life. And words to live by. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. That's nice, actually. But it's amazing how people can inspire us, and like those music teachers or whatever, you know, these are the people that stand out in our memories now. You know, when we look back in the day, you probably just think, okay, well, it's your music teacher. But now you're looking back, it's like, yeah, they did inspire you.
It was a pretty cool thing, because when we did the very first CD release party for the very first CD that we did, my junior high music teacher showed up for it.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, he kind of comes up to, he came up to me and he said, you know, I'm proud of you for, you know, following your dreams and living something that you want to do. And that felt pretty cool, you know, to have him come up and say that what I was doing, you know, was making a difference. So,
mm-hmm. So you played the trumpet.
I did.
Do you have any other instruments that you play?
I play guitar. I play bass. I play a little bit of drums. I play a little bit of piano. I don't know if I could actually play the trumpet anymore, because it's been a long time. I'm not sure I can do that. What did they call it? The
oh,
yeah. See, I can't even do it anymore. The brass instrument.
Yes.
What about you, you, Scott?
Well, that's kind of, I say, I play both the same instruments, and it's funny that we had talked about it too, and I ended up playing trumpet. I wanted to get into playing drums, but I didn't have a drum kit, and the gentleman that was at the school, he had his own drum kit. So unfortunately, I got thrown on a trumpet, and it's kind of funny. That so
that's pretty funny up. Because that was my thing, too. I wanted to play the drums in the band, and there was already a drummer in the band, and they were like, no, you got to, it's the clarinet or the trumpet. Yeah. And I was like, let's go with trumpet.
Leftovers. My
goodness. So what would you say was your most fondest musical memories?
Oh, wow.
You have to rack your brains for these things.
I was going to say that one's good. That's a good question. I don't know if I really have. Wow. You know what? I think, unfortunately, my mom passed away in 99. And I think it would have been her birthday. And the first song that we had released was called Just a State of Mind. And it played the day of her, it would have been her birthday.
Okay.
And I think that just kind of brings back some, I guess, good and bad memories.
Mm-hmm.
But she was one that was always pushing me to do the best that I possibly could and wanted me to pursue a career in music. She knew how passionate I was about it. And I think just the idea of hearing just at that time with it coming on the radio and knowing that it would have been her birthday, you know, I don't know, I guess it,
no, that's lovely, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of hit the heart for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She was probably up there listening to it.
Oh, I know she was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What about you, Mark?
Well, I think there's been a lot of things. You know, the first time you hear your song played on the radio, you know, that's a pretty cool milestone for every artist, you know. I think one of the really cool things, though, that always stands out in mind is when we have a friend or a fan come up to us at a show after we're done and say, you know, the song that you played, it meant a lot to me because I lost my mom, or I lost my brother, or, mm-hmm. you know, I got married to that song, or, you know, anything like that. When somebody comes up to you and says something like that, it really gets ingrained into who you are as the artist, because it's a very cool feeling to know that you're reaching into people's emotions.
Mm-hmm. It's quite powerful, actually, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because music is such a big part of our lives, like our everyday lives, you know. We graduate to it, you know. We pass
our first breakups.
Well, yeah, there's always a song on your breakup.
Yes.
Yeah, we remember them all.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we do, yes.
So what advice would you give to somebody starting up in the industry, so to the young ones?
I think that the best advice we could give to somebody that wanted to do this for a living is that you got to remain determined and goal-orientated at what you're doing, because the music industry is not an easy industry. You know, there's a lot of ups and downs in it. You get, you know, with every door that opens, there's 20 that slam on you,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you have to stay focused and determined on what you're doing and believe in yourself and your skills to go forward.
And you know what? Another part to that is they call it the music business because it is a business. Mm-hmm. And I was always taught that if you treat it like a business, you'll do just fine, because there's so much involved in the music industry. And if you do treat it professionally and properly, it'll work out pretty well for you. And it is. You do have to have a passion for it, because there's a lot of frustration involved with it. And like Mark said, there's plenty of doors that are closed and very little that open. But if you can get past those ones that are closed and continue to pursue the ones and try to pry them open, it's a payoff. It you really do have to have a passion for what you're doing. Because it does get difficult at times.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, honestly...
Well, nothing's easy, is it? Really?
Well, no, it's true. If it's worth doing, that's what's going to happen. It's going to pay off in the long run. And as difficult as this industry has been over the years, like I said, I really can't imagine doing anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of falls on... there's another saying that my grandfather used to say all the time. And that was, if you can conceive an idea and you believe, you will achieve.
It's
and it's
a nice quote.
It's just that simple. You know, you gotta love what you do. You gotta believe in what you do, and you gotta go after it.
Yes, I totally agree with that. So back to the Hell Yeah tour. I kind of like it. Why do you call it Hell Yeah, by the way?
Well, that was actually, that was the song. It was a song that we actually penned together.
Yeah.
And after we finished writing it, we were sitting there looking at each other and we're playing the song back and forth. And it just kind of hit us. It was like, you know, this would make a really cool tour name, because we were finding, you know, we were talking about opportunities that we'd like to do. And I'd say, yeah, you know, we should go do this. And Scott would be like, hell yeah. And then Scott would be like, well, we should go here. And I was like, hell yeah.
That's very country.
Yeah. And it just kind of took a life of its own.
Yeah.
So what can people expect from the actual gig?
Well, I think one of the cool things about Scott and I touring together is that we come from two different genres of music. You know, Scott was very rock orientated mm-hmm. when he was younger, and I was always traditional country. So when we get together, there's like a real good mix of everything together, you know, like we still like to do a few of our rock cover songs, and we still like to do a few traditional cover songs, you know, country cover songs. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the very cool things about the Hell Yeah Tour is the fact that there is a little bit of everything for everybody.
Okay, and what other information have you got for Saturday night's gig here in Airdrie?
Saturday night, tickets are almost sold out for the Saturday night show. Like we said, it's to benefit the Airdrie Food Bank. So we're asking everybody that grabs a ticket to bring a non-perishable food item. We're going to be doing a 50-50 draw, and we're going to be raising money for the Airdrie Food Bank to support the community. And that's really, it's the kickoff to the rest of the tour. So if you're coming out, you're gonna see a really cool show. We're going to have a whole lot of fun with everybody there. And hopefully we leave, you know, Bambinos that night with everybody going, wow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Exactly.
And there's food on
it's a dinner and a show. Yes, it is. Yes.
And the tickets are $30?
They're $30, yep.
Okay. And do you have a phone number or something?
You can go on to both of our sites, to marklorenz.ca and to scottskirving.com. That'll link you in with all of our other sites, with the Hell Yeah Tour Facebook site. And all the contact information for tickets is on both sites.
Perfect. So you got anything else you want to say before I shut this down?
Thank you very much for having us.
Well, thanks for coming on.
We very much appreciate your time.
Really appreciate it.
We're going to play out with one of your songs, Scott.
Excellent.
It's called Certified Country Boy.
Yes.
And is it from a specific album?
It's from my album, Here I Am, and it's something that my brother and I wrote together. So
I keep wanting to sing that song every time you say that, Here I Am. and it's stuck in my head now.
Well, there's a song on my CD called Here I Am, so there you go.
I'm going to have to listen to that. Well, thank you both for coming out here.
Thanks again.
And hopefully we'll get you back, and I'll hopefully get to see you on Saturday
night. Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah, we'd love to come back.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming. And we're going to play out with Certified Country Boy from Scott Skirving. Actually, did I even say that Skirving right?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, see, I'm Irish and Scottish, so
you've got good genes.
Yes.
All righty, everybody. Thanks for listening. Take care.
fully grown. I got country love.